My brother, Jun. Lightning streaks through the storm clouds, splintering across a blackened sky. A half second later, a clap of thunder rumbles over the rice fields. The path ends where the dirt meets the sand. I take off my soggy sandals and fling them over my shoulder. Through the torrent of rain, I catch sight of the boat, tossing and turning upon the waves. It's a small, hollowed-out vessel with a single mast, meant to carry 8 or so men, and 1 sea god's bride. Already it's a distance from the shore, and moving farther still. Lifting my rain-soaked skirt, I sprint toward the raging sea. I hear a shout from the boat the same moment I crash into the first wave. Immediately I'm pulled under. The freezing water steals my breath. I tumble beneath the water, spinning violently to the left, then the right. I fight to get my mouth above the surface, but the waves pour into and over me. I'm not a weak swimmer, but I'm also not a strong one, and although I fight to swim, to reach the boat and live, it's so very hard. It might not be enough. I wish it didn't hurt so much. The waves, the salt, the sea. Mina! Strong hands wrap around my arms, pulling me out of the water. I'm placed firmly on the boat's undulating deck. My brother stands before me, familiar features twisted in a scowl. What were you thinking? June shouts over the howling wind. You could have drowned! A massive wave crashes against the boat, and I lose my balance. June grabs my wrist to keep me from tumbling overboard. I followed you, I shout just as loudly. You shouldn't be here. Warriors aren't supposed to accompany the sea god's bride. Looking at my brother now, his rain-lashed face and defiant expression, I want to collapse into tears. I want to drag him to the shore and never look back. How could he risk his life like this? If the god should know of your presence, you'll be killed. June flinches, his eyes flicking to the prow of the boat, where a slender figure stands, hair whipping sharply in the wind. Shimchong. You don't understand, Chun says. I couldn't let her face this alone. The breaking of his voice confirms what I've suspected all along, what I'd hoped wasn't true. I curse under my breath, but Chun doesn't notice. His entire being is focused on her. The elders say Shimchong was fashioned by the goddess of creation to be the sea god's final bride, the one to ease all his sorrows and usher in a new era of peace in the kingdom. She has skin forged from the purest of pearls. She has hair stitched from the deepest night. She has lips coloured by the blood of men. Maybe this last detail is more bitterness than truth. I remember the first time I saw Shimchong. I was standing with Chun beside the river. It was the night of the Paper Boat Festival 4 summers ago, when I was 12 and Chun was 14. It is tradition in the seaside villages to write wishes onto pieces of paper before folding them carefully into boats to set upon the river. The belief is that our paper boats will carry our wishes to our dead ancestors in the spirit realm, where they can bargain with the lesser gods to fulfill our dreams and desires. Shimchong might be the most beautiful girl in the village, but her face is a curse. I looked up at the sound of June's voice, following his gaze to the bridge spanning the river, where a girl stood at its centre. With her face lit by moonlight, Shimchong seemed more goddess than girl. She held a paper boat of her own. It fell from her open palm onto the water. As I watched it drift down the river, I wondered what someone so beautiful could possibly wish for. I didn't know then that Shimchong was already destined to be the sea god's bride. Now, standing on the boat in the pouring rain with thunder rattling my bones, I noticed the way the men keep away from her. It's as if she's already been sacrificed, her otherworldly beauty separating her from the rest of us. She belongs to the sea god. It's what the village has always known, ever since she came of age. I wonder if it happens in a day for your fate to change, or if it takes longer for your life to be stolen from you. I wonder if Chun sensed this loneliness in her, because ever since Shimchong was 12, she belonged to the sea god, and while everyone might have seen her as someone who would one day leave, he was the only one who wanted her to stay. Mina, Jun tugs my arm, you need to hide. I watch as Jun anxiously searches the